But there's one thing that I just, I've been doing some research on VA loans because we don't get a lot of VA loans, but we get a lot of loans in Texas. So Dave just joined our team. He is a VA specialist. That's really the reason why we brought him on, because he knows more than the underwriters know on this. But the one thing we want to touch base on today, dude, I'm going to give you kudos here all day long.
Yeah. Because
you're even changing banks' underwriting guidelines. So welcome, Dave. Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself. You did last time, but he's not only does VA loans, he lives and breathes and eats this stuff, folks.
I've been in the lending space for the last 16 years, but I've also been serving in the military for the last 14 years. This stuff inside out, I mean, I love it. I've been deployed, still working, knowing what veterans go through, going through TAPS classes, just trying to understand like what benefits exist, right? And not only just helping veterans with VA home loans and how to really prepare for that journey, but also helping them with other benefits that are out there, just because of how much information is out there around different benefits that veterans don't know about.
Right. Well, the reason why I wanted to do this event right now is because I just pulled up an article. Well, I do a lot of research seeing, you know, and my question was, is why don't we get a lot of VA loans? I just want to share something with everybody real quick. And this is kind of concerning. I guess I'll say it's concerning. Right here is fewer than 12% of the country's estimated 24 million veterans are currently using their VA benefits. So that's the concerning part that I have. So Dave, why is that? Because I mean, as a veteran and you've been in this space for a long, long time, do people just not know?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, right? Doing presentations for military members across the world, it's kind of mind-blowing how people don't know about they don't understand their benefits or even how they work, right? So we'll have individuals there used to be, I guess, a time frame on VA home loans. Like if you didn't use it within X amount of time, then you couldn't use them. But obviously that law has changed. So now veterans, you know, we are helping a lot of folks that are 70, 60, 70 years old that never bought a home, never even knew that they had their benefits. And a common question I still get is, what's the down payment requirement on a VA home loan? I'm like, there isn't one. And so, or people get in the wrong information when they're leaving the military and going through their like a transition program. Cause I've taught at them and I've also sat in on a couple of them. So it's just that information. I think that the internet has definitely helped push out information to veterans, but then finding resources that they can, you know, listen to help them understand how their loan actually works and when they can use it. Because that's another thing too, right? It's that the misinformation around when I can actually use my benefits.
Got it. So it just sounds like it's just, the word isn't ignorance. And I don't mean it in a derogatory way. No disrespect. I don't mean ignorance. I mean it just, they don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So if you go through the military and when you're probably excited just to get the heck out, especially if you served overseas, you get back and you're just like, I'm just going home to my family. And then you just go back to your life before, try to do the best you can, your life previously. And then you go out to find a house and you completely forget, man, I got all these benefits. So can you just go, let's go through the top five. Well, go ahead. What did you have?
Yeah. What I was going to tell you is one thing that we've run into, and I've actually spent the last 6 years tackling, is veterans being steered away from using their VA home loan.
Why?
And I used to think like, well, that's not possible, until I just started talking with clients and veterans that said like, oh, my lender or my realtor said that the VA home loan is too difficult, you can't do it. And then you're just kind of like, how is that even possible? Because there's a lot of benefits that go with it. So, you know, think of like working with someone that understands VA home loans is like working with a specialist that understands the program inside and out, right? Then we've met plenty of people that say, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, let's, you know, try to get people in the door. Yeah. And only to find out, like, they haven't even done one deal like this. Or, like, oh, yeah, my cousin's uncle's sister's fiance did one. And, you know, I'll ask them how it went. And so, like, that's the thing with these is that, especially with condos, and I can talk to you a little bit about those, or, like, the condition of a property. People are like, I can't buy as is. And then they lose out because they don't want to make offers on them, right? Or so they switch products.
The first thing earlier I was doing some research and I was looking up, you know, the top questions people have or concerns people have when it comes to a VA loan, and you hit some of them. Some people think there's a restricted time period. So you're basically, does that exist anymore? Because all the research I had so far says you can continually use your VA benefit. You can use it over and over and over and over. So is there actually a maturity date on these things?
No, that's the crazy part. So as long as the veteran is alive, you can use the VA home loan, right? You can use it as many times. That's another common one. Well, people will be like, I'm saving myself. Like, I'm saving my VA home loan for my next purchase. And I'm thinking, what do you mean? So I always ask that, right? No matter where I am, I'll ask, like, what do you mean you're saving it? They're like, well, I can only use it once. Well, no, it's a life benefit. You use it over and over and over again. And another cool component of the VA home loan is you can actually have multiple VA home loans, right? At the same time. Now, you can't buy two primary residences, you know, residents at the same time. But you can buy a property, rent it out, and use the VA loan again, right?
Got it.
Obviously, there's going to be a cap then. So there's like, that's the one thing I don't want to confuse people on. There's new rules and old rules. Leave it up to the government to make things confusing. But if you don't have a VA loan at the time of closing, there's no limit on what you can buy. And then, if you keep a VA loan, then there is a limit.
Got it. Let's dig into, we do have a question. So if you guys are joining us and this is our first time doing it at 3 o'clock. So we made this change for the viewers. More and more people wanted to do it during the day, and 3 o'clock seemed like it was the kind of the pivot point. So let me bring up one of the first questions that we have. And this might be a gentleman that just actually posted on my YouTube channel this question. Oh. I said, hey, please join us, this afternoon when we're having an event. So the first question we have is, where'd it go? Dave, can you see that? You want me to read it?
Yeah, I can see. So the question with the builder lender charging me $3,400 in lock a rate, closing first week of October. What is the latest I can lock a loan, or is it up to the lender, right? So it looks like the builder is offering a $33,000 incentive to use their lender. So, I mean, that's a pretty good incentive for that. And when it comes to like doing long-term locks, right, every place is a little bit different, and it is based on the company, right? Sometimes you can lock up to a year in advance, 6 months, 9 months, or 3 months, 2 months, or like a 15 days, right? Or even some places all 7 days. So in theory, you can basically lock up until at minimum, like I would say 7 days before closing, and you can lock a rate. But do we recommend that?
Yeah. I don't know. Tim actually posted on my YouTube channel and somebody commented quickly. They said the longest you can lock is 60 days. And I was like, wrong. That's why you guys can't rely on YouTube answer. You got to get to the source. And that's why we do these live events. It's, you know, can we have you live? Sometimes we can have people live. Is it always that way? No, but we want people. We're trying to educate more and more and more people so we can get that 12% figure up there. So let's address some of the perks of this. So one of the questions you asked the first time is a lot of people reach out to you and say, okay, what am I looking for as a down payment? So when you're doing an FHA loan or a VA loan, I'm sorry, what's the down payment? Just go through the top, like let's say the top five best perks on using a VA loan. Cause there's multiples. There's a whole laundry list of them.
I do have a laundry list up.
Go through them because most people just don't get it.
No, I'm with you. And the thing is that the path to home ownership for a lot of folks, right, where they're kind of held back for most people in the country is the down payment, right?
Yeah.
putting money down. That's one. Plus, they have to pay private mortgage insurance if you don't have 20% down. Well, that's also pretty expensive. So big benefit with the VA home loan is that it's 100% financing as long as you don't have an outstanding VA home loan at the time of closing. So, and there's no limit as long as you're both eligible and qualified, right? So if you want to buy a $2 million multi-unit property with a VA home loan, zero money down. That's it's insane. Nuts. I mean, you can go up to $5 million, no money down. I mean, it's a mind-blowing product, and that's why veterans, you know, I'm shocked that number is so low, because it just opens it up for military members to become homeowners. They just don't know it. Right. And the one big issue, Dan, I've come across being on meetings with Fannie Mae is that a lot of people self-disqualify themselves. That's what I think is the number one issue with that, is they'll look at, they'll do research online. Then they'll be like, you know what? I looked at it. I don't qualify. I don't make enough money. My credit's not good enough, or whatever. Or like, I wasn't at my job long enough. Oh, I just finished school. Those are all things that I hear where I'm like, wait a second. Let's slow down, because you actually can qualify. And they're like, what do you mean? So that's one of the biggest things is with that and like the loan limit and not having a down payment. It's just significant.
Yeah, the loan limit thing is what throws me off. If you have a VA benefit and you're looking to buy a multi-unit building, your options, if you go with a conventional loan, you got to put a ton of money down. And the rate's going to be astronomical. If you go with an FHA loan, yeah, you can get it. You need 3.5% down, and you're going to pay a hefty PMI cost. It usually comes out to about $100 per 100,000. So think of it in this: you buy $100,000 or $1 million three-unit building in DC, or $2 million, you know, three-unit building in DC. You have no PMI. I mean, that's $1,000 savings a month there.
Right.
No money down. Cash flow, you can use the cash flow to offset the you know, basically add that income when you're qualifying. It's a no-brainer. And that's when I did the research and I saw 12% of people are using it. I'm like, that's absurd. So we need to get Dave on here and to educate the people to get out there and say, okay, people, here's help. Because a lot of times, you know, they'll look at it and they'll say, okay, whatever the biggest VA lenders are out there, because they're spending bazillions of dollars in marketing. But is that your best bet? Most cases, no. They're going to charge you a really high rate and a ton of fees. Why? Because they don't think they have any competition. Because as Dave said, when most people call in and they're needing a mortgage advisor's help, most mortgage loan officers probably haven't even done a VA loan. So they don't know what they're talking about. So all of a sudden they spin you over to, well, you qualify for a conventional loan, or you qualify for this. So don't do that. You need to talk to somebody that you can, that really knows what they're doing. And this is the guy. So yeah, I'm promoting him. He is a part of our team, and we brought him in there because of this. We need to get those levels up. So let's see what else is. We're here. Somebody else posted. We're going to talk as we go through these questions. If you post a question, I promise you, we'll get to you today. And just so be patient with us. So the next question is, appreciate you guys. Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Next question. Yes. Talk more on those big property purchases, please. Okay. So Dave, is there anything you can dive in? So there basically is no maximum loan limits, or is there, does it peak out at some point, or do you need any skin in the game?
That's a good point. So if you don't remember, so the important thing is that if you have a VA home loan, remember, you're going to be capped. Right. So no VA home loan is the big important thing on this part. That means if you use the VA home loan before, you're eligible for the VA home loan. The big purchases are really going to depend on your qualification, and there is no limit. So in theory, if you want to buy a $10 million place with no money down, you can do it. I think we're capped at $5 million. Right. And so there, when it comes to those and multi-units, let's say, like something like you mentioned, you can actually use rental income, prospective rental income, to offset the mortgage payment for qualification. So a lot of people don't realize is that you can be pre-approved, let's say, for $500,000 to buy a single family home, but $1.25 million to buy a multi-unit property. They're like, well, how is that possible? That's because you can use that additional income for that. There is no, technically, there's no square footage minimum or max. Well, minimum, I'm sure there is, but there's no maximum, right? So if you want to buy a 10,000 square foot home, you can do that. If there's no acreage restrictions either. So if you buy a property that has 100 acres, same thing applies. You can buy it with 100 acres. That's really like the gist of that, right? You the couple types of properties you can purchase, right? You can buy a single family home. You can buy like in a subdivision, like a planned unit development. You can purchase a condo with the VA loan. Because I mean, especially like, let's say, you know, I travel between Arlington and Virginia. You know, we have in Arlington, $2 million condos. Some of them could go even higher than that. You can still use the VA home loan for that. And then purchasing a multifamily home from anywhere from 2 to 4 units under one parcel number. It's important because you can't just be, you can't just put together 4 buildings and be like, oh, we're buying this as a 4 unit. There's some veterans are very creative. and so you're not able to do that. And also you can purchase a manufactured home as well, as long as it's permanently affixed to the property. And you can do renovation loans.
Can you break down what's the basic requirements? Because I know FHA loans have a very different debt ratio structure. They have much better interest rates. They don't have the PMI. So a lot of people are going to say, well, I my credit score isn't high enough. So what, if we start there, what's the minimum credit score you need when getting a VA loan?
That's an excellent question. So there is no minimum per the VA. Now we can go down to 500 credit score. So,
got it. I mean, that's very similar. Just so for those out there, same thing applies for FHA. A lot of people think FHA, you need a 620 minimum credit score or 640 or something like that, because the lender you called or the website you went to or the video you saw, that was their credit minimum credit score. If you actually go to FHA, same thing with VA, if you go to their websites, those specific companies, it'll say in there, we really don't have a minimum credit score. So what happens is lenders add, we call it in the business, we call it overlays. So let's say, for example, Dave was just saying, you know, the minimum credit score is you know, really not there. But I commend you guys. If you know, call 100 different lenders and say you have a 480 credit score, and every one of them is going to turn you down. So you can even tell them you have a 600 credit score, and you're probably going to have half of them turn you down because they don't know, or they have an overlay of, you know, this is what our minimum credit score is. So then, like, for example, I know there it's much looser when it comes to, we don't have a lot of this in today's world right now, but in the past there was, you know, back in 2010-ish and in there were a lot of bankruptcies, foreclosures, because the economy was a complete mess. So if you have derogatory credit, such as, you know, a bankruptcy or a foreclosure, what's somebody looking at in that range?
That's a good point on that, because we do get questions around that. So with bankruptcies, Chapter 7, you're going to have to wait 2 years from discharge unless you can prove, like, with after a year, if you had like an extraordinary situation that caused that, then you can go around that. And then Chapter 13, 1 year in repayments for Chapter 13. And then if you had a foreclosure, you have to wait 2 years. Now, what's important to note with foreclosures is if you had a foreclosure with a non-VA home loan, then you still have your entire benefits to use. If you had a foreclosure on your VA home loan and they weren't able to recoup the money back, then you've lost a portion of your benefits.
Can you break that down a little bit? Because I've always been confused when it says your eligibility, you have this much in basically in your kitty, and you defaulted on a loan, so now you only have this much, so you can't go 100% financing anymore. You have to bring in a couple $1,000. Is it simple enough that you can explain, or just in its basic terms?
Yeah, let me try to break it. This is very technical because it involves tier one benefits, bonus benefits, and then the new law that passed. So I'll break this down, right? I'll try to make it as easy as possible. Let's say you purchased a property for, I don't know, 100 $144,000. I'm going to use VA's numbers here to make it as easy as possible, right? So the VA, the reason why the VA is so lucrative for lenders to lend on is because the VA guarantees the loan, 25% of the loan, right? That's why you have really low interest rates and no PMI, because it's the rates are better than if you went and got a conventional loan with a 25% down payment, right? Because the VA guarantees 25% of that. So when you go into a foreclosure, so let's say a $144,000 property, you 25% is $36,000, right? You would have eaten up $36,000 of your eligibility or $144,000 of purchasing power, right? So that's just the basic of why the VA home loan is great and the rates are low.
Sure.
Now you take that same scenario and say, well, now I'm ready to purchase again. Well, how do I know what my limit's going to be? Well, it goes based on the county, the single family Fannie Mae County loan limit. I know that was a long, and it's like, there's no easy way to explain it. It's just like, wait, what does that mean? So in general, right, in general, across the country, it follows the like single family loan limit for conventional loans, right? Yeah. So it's $726,300. So if you take away the $144,000, you basically have left $582,300 that you could still buy a home with zero money down.
I get it now. It's finally like, boom, boom, light bulb.
Yeah. So it's like if you have a foreclosure, you lock in what you foreclosed on, and whatever you have left over is what you can still use to do 100% financing, or you then have to put a down payment for anything over that. It just limits you a little bit.
Got it. Then the other piece of this a lot of times is, I'm just going to go through the criteria you said when people kind of self-disqualify them. You said the scores are too low. They don't have enough money as a down payment. So basically, hopefully we debunked the credit score thing. Unless your credit score, if your credit score is honestly, and I'm not saying this to be rude, if your credit scores are in the low 400s or low 500s or 400s, you probably might not look to buy a house right now. You know, you need to get your ducks in a row. But once you get up to 580 in the low 600s, the doors are wide open. You know, that's number one. Number two, we just debunked, is how much money you need as a down payment. Well, you don't need any, but there is closing costs. So, you know, and especially in some areas like Virginia, Texas, Florida, it might cost you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in cost when you're buying homes there, but it's mostly the taxes and the recording fees and all this. It's not us. It's the state that you're in. So you're going to need a little bit of money, but very, you know, couple thousand bucks. So think you're buying a $5-6 million house and you're going to have zero down and you're going to have to come to closing with $3,000 to cover all your title and expenses. Fantastic deal. So we debunked two so far. Next thing is debt ratio. People might think, well, I just don't have the income and so forth. This is huge. And people might get kind of a little ticked off at this because the debt ratios on VA loans can go pretty high up there, but you could actually break it down for us to make it make sense that they're not those stupid loans like the subprime loans when you did those cheater loans. So can you break down the like how the debt ratio works?
Yeah. So what's interesting about the VA home loan is they don't look at a debt to income ratio necessarily, because you can have a 70% DTI, 80% and still qualify. And people are like, well, how is that even possible? Because what the VA does is they actually look at what's called residual income, which is your net income. So, you know how you get it? Let's say your paycheck is $6,000 a month. Well, if you were to use a conventional loan, let's say they just look at, they would cut that in half and say, well, we use $3,000 of that to qualify you, right? We subtract out your liabilities. We subtract out your monthly housing payment. And as long as it's not over the $3,000, you can buy a home, right? That's the straightforward way that people do it. Now, the way the VA looks at it is they look at that same $6,000 and they say, well, you know, you pay $1,000 a month in taxes, so you have $5,000 left now. We're going to factor in the square footage of your home. So let's just say $500. So now you're, instead of qualifying for $3,000, you can qualify for $4,500 worth of payments. right? That's the nice thing with the VA home loan. It just gives you that extra flexibility with qualification. That's why I always say, like, never disqualify yourself from that. And another piece with income that a lot of veterans don't realize is that a veteran, if they're married and their spouse is gainfully employed, they could be unemployed and still buy a house with their VA home loan if their spouse has enough money to be able to support the mortgage payment.
Got it.
And I see this a lot with student veterans where they're like, well, I'm in school, but my spouse is employed. Or even if you just receive VA disability, like we help people buy homes with just VA disability income. That's it. Because the cool thing about that is we can actually gross up disability income, meaning let's say you make $1,000 a month from VA disability, which is not a real number. So if someone's like, well, the VA doesn't give $1,000, I'm making this for easy numbers. We can actually gross it up 25%. So we actually give you another, you know, $250 to qualify with. So it's a pretty cool product. And employment qualification is much looser than a conventional loan. Like if you were to come to me and say, hey, I've only been employed for 6 months. I wasn't really working too much before that. Well, a conventional FHA loan would be like, hey, you need like at least a minimum year and a half, 2 years. That's a no-go. With a VA home loan, no issue. You can buy. Your spouse also will qualify with those same parameters, which is awesome to get those standards. But yeah, VA disability you can use right away. Retirement, pension, Social Security, you can use all that income right away to qualify. And even if you're in school, you can still qualify if you have a full-time job or your spouse is gainfully employed. But I'll tell you one thing. We get a question a lot of is, can I use my VA benefit, my VA school benefits to qualify for a VA home loan? You get basic allowance for housing every month when you're going to school and you're using your GI Bill, you can't use that income. That's per the VA.
Got it.
Same thing with marijuana. If you're in a business of marijuana and get paid from that, then you can't use that income to qualify for a VA loan.
Who can all be used as a co-borrower? Because I even get kind of thrown a curveball on those.
Yeah. So there's four ways that you can qualify for a VA home loan. One, the veteran themselves. That's probably the easiest, right? Hey, I'm a veteran. I'm going to purchase it myself. Unless you're in a community property state, then your spouse's credit report needs to be pulled and all of it counts against you. A veteran and a spouse, also very straightforward, right? So veteran on their own, easy. Veteran and their spouse, all the same qualifications. Income is combined, assets, credits combined. It's a straightforward process. Now, there's two other types of applications that you can do. They're both called, two types of scenarios, but they're both called what's called a joint home loan application. What makes this process very different is that two parties need to approve the loan. The underwriting team needs to approve the loan, and the VA must also approve it. So you can go through the entire process, and the VA can deny it, right? And I'm going to explain why. A veteran and a non-veteran. That's anyone other than a spouse, right? So your dad, your brother, your fiance, girlfriend, my cousin Ricky, right? All those people are going to be non-veterans. It's going to require a 12.5% down payment from the non-veteran. And you're thinking, 12.5? Where did you come up with that? It's not me. Remember when I told you that the VA guarantees 25% of the loan?
I get it.
The veteran is given their 12.5%. Now the incoming buyer must put a 12.5% down payment to be able to meet that. Not only that, right? So that's one part. The veteran must still be able to meet residual income to qualify. That's the tough part. So you normally add a co-borrower because you want to be able to split the payment, but now the veteran has to qualify for the entire residual income. The good news is that you can submit waivers. We've done it successfully. So I wouldn't worry about that. Again, do not disqualify yourself. If I could tell you anything, do not disqualify yourself. And then you go through the rest of the process. Now, that process does take a little bit longer to do than a regular VA loan. Because, like, I'll tell you, people always ask, well, VA loans take 45 to 60 days to close. I'm like, what world are you living in? Right. It takes about 25 days, right, or less. Right. So,
yeah.
And then the other type of VA loan you can get is a veteran and a veteran. So, you know, you have another veteran that you want to purchase a property with and you want to split your benefits. Then you would split your benefits 12.5%, 12.5%, and then you would buy a property together.
So then if it defaulted, you only get hit a piece of that default on your side and then the other in the case of a default.
Yeah, you you would do that.
What are other reasons you think or that people just they don't use their VA benefits? Is there anything that just kind of sticks out that's just like other than they just don't know?
Well, Dan, you know what? You mentioned something earlier that caught my attention. The overlays from lenders. And this is where I would say this is probably my biggest beef because I do a lot of research on YouTube and Google and even ChatGPT. And it will give me the wrong information. Even like ChatGPT, I typed in something and I'll give you an easy example that is just, it's straight up mind-blowing. Veterans, when we think of, I would say, affordable housing these days, you think of condos, right? Because condos are going to be much cheaper. Yes, they have an HOA due, but in a lot of areas like, let's say in Arlington, where every house is $1.5 million or more, buying a $400,000 condo is affordable, right?
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. But then veterans will say, well, lenders say that it's impossible to get them approved, and then they don't understand the requirements for the condo, which there really isn't any. And then realtors would be like, oh, this process takes too long, right? So you have that exchange. I go on YouTube, I look it up, and I see, oh, there's all these restrictions with the VA condo. I go on ChatGPT because I was writing something. It also gave me the wrong information, like, oh, you can't have more than 50% rental units in the property. I'm like, where is this pulling from? And then I'll do videos of saying, like, actually, it's the easiest thing in the world. In fact, you can buy any condo in the country using your VA home loan. And people will be like, that's not possible. And it is because you can get a waiver on any condo. And it takes about 2 weeks to get a condo approved or denied and then submit a waiver. And you have so when people look, they're like, well, I'm not going to use it because I'm using my VA home loan. I definitely get that a lot. And when we were refinancing people a couple years ago when the rates were really low, we actually refinanced a lot of people into a VA home loan from their conventional and FHA loans because of that. So it's just like that, you know, that's just one smidgen of the population. I'll get things like, I have to wait a minimum of a year from being discharged from active duty in order to use my VA home loan because I need to build an employment I need to build employment history. That's another, like, that's a huge myth. Like, you can buy a place up to a year out before you move into it. If you have a job offer letter, everything's already done, you can do that, right? So it's just like, I think it's either a combination of people just not getting the enough information about the loan product itself. I think it also has to do with the overlays and the misinformation around how the actual benefits work and this people disqualifying themselves because of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like to comment, that's why we like VA housing education. Thank you.
It seems like we're getting all chats from, I hope YouTube's working. If you guys are on YouTube watching us, please just throw up a test or just say hi or something like that. All the comments are coming from LinkedIn. This is the first time I've ever seen that. Every comment so far is through LinkedIn. So I hope we're not having any issues with our YouTube channel. So if you're out there, guys, and I always love doing this too, please let me know where you're coming from. You know, are you coming from Michigan or whatever? We won't call you out. I just want to see, you know, who's where, because we're trying to encompass everybody from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. So 3 o'clock was a perfect time. Wasn't too late in the East and wasn't too early in the West. Anything? What else... I'm trying to think of on my end, you know, even when we bring in new loan officers, plays into this realm as well. We bring in new loan officers and most of them have never done a USDA or a VA loan, which to me was kind of, thank you so much. Somebody did just post from YouTube. So thank you so much for posting that. We are out there on YouTube as well. But that's another area that's, you know, that I question, I guess, as well. Trying to think of,
which is a good point, Dan. That's the only other loan product with 100% financing is the USDA.
Right. And no loan officer knows about those programs. So if you're in those areas, one of the first things I look at is, do you qualify? Because USDA is another program. It's basically 100% financing. It does have small PMI, but it is another fantastic program nobody even looks into. So, but there are a ton of USDA loans, but I was still flabbergasted when I went in and saw that, you know, VA loans, 12% of veterans out of 24 million, and that data might be a little bit off, but out of 24 million, 12% are using their benefits. Guys, you earned it. You put your life on the line. Most of you guys out there, guys, girls, you know, whatever we talk about in today's market world. But you earned it. It's not something that you, oh, it's a perk or whatever. You earned it. So I'd highly suggest you use it. So, okay. Thanks, guys. I see you're coming in from YouTube. Please, you know, give us some questions. That's what we're here for. If you're a loan officer, we love having you because so many people, I don't know, we have in the LinkedIn things, chats, we're having people post in there. You know, for example, this person, let's see, Donald, I find it mind blowing too. Some of the information that Dave even taught or teaching us today, I didn't know. So here, let me give you a little bit of tidbits on Dave. Dave has been with us for several months now. And within the first 2 months, we're getting emails from different underwriters and things like that is like, who's this Dave guy? And I'm like, well, why? Dave's new. He's our VA specialist. They're like, okay, because he has a lot of questions and he has a lot of data in VAs. And I'm like, yeah, that's why we brought him on. Because I'm a proponent. When we get new guidelines, I want to know those like the back of my hands. We're a little bit different than a lot of, I guess, I won't just say generalized new loan officers, but so many people aren't taught. They're just, everything's computerized. We actually go through, I read every freaking page of this stuff. So we go through it and that's how we learn. And that's what we're trying to share it with you guys. So Dave still, he's educating us and he's actually had, I think one or two lenders now actually rewrite their guidelines because he basically forced their hand to it. And they actually called the VA, go figure. They called the VA and they got from the VA that, yeah, that Dave's accurate. So they rewrote their underwriting manuals based on that. So when I have a question, I don't go to our VA, you know, underwriters anymore. I'm like, hey, Dave, can we do this? Can we do this? What do we do? What's my best way to, you know, work around this stuff and everything else? So one of the things that came up this week on my end was, you know, somebody was looking to buy, they just text me or email me. They were looking to buy a VA property out on the West Coast and it had 10 acres and it had peach trees all over it. And he's like, you know, how much of an issue am I going to have? I guess, Dave, I'll ask you. The property's 10 acres, and you were saying that there's no problems with 10 acres, but there's peach trees everywhere. But it's not zoned agricultural. But he's buying it from a person that currently, you know, plants seeds, grows, and then in the spring sells off the peach trees. So, like, for example, would that be an issue?
So that's one thing I didn't mention. God. Is that you can buy a farm residence with the VA home loan. Yes, you can. So like, I think it's almost like probably half the military members' dreams out there. Cause it's also my dream. That's why I say it. So
me too.
I know. Right. So the one thing that you have to be cautious of with these types of properties and purchasing is that, are you using that income? Are you trying to use that income for qualification purposes? That's the key. You're not, it's easy. Like, yes, you can buy it. Like we did one where we did a 50 acre purchase and 40 of the acres was leased to the neighbor for growing hay. So that wasn't an issue because we weren't using that income to qualify.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
So yeah, that's a cool thing with the farm residence. And I'll tell you another cool thing with the VA home loan is that you can technically do 100% construction loan with it.
Got it.
Wow. Yep. And another thing that someone mentioned,
rates aren't good enough yet, but you can also do a 100% cash out refi again, correct? Okay.
Oh, yeah,
because I know a lot of lenders put in overlays back in, well, when the crash was going through, they weren't allowing 100%, but then it popped back up through. So here's another question that we have up there. No funding fee if rated at least 10%. Can you address that? Most commoners are going to read that and say, what are you talking about?
So that's a good question. And it actually doesn't even have to be 10%. And I'm going to explain this. The VA doesn't charge what's called private mortgage insurance, but what they do charge is the VA funding fee. That fee is to use the VA home loan, right? The VA charges it. It depends if you've using the VA home loan for the first time. If you use the VA home loan subsequent use, right, two or more times. If you're putting money down on the property, that VA funding fee is going to change, right? Anywhere from like 1.25% to 3.3%, which can be a lot of money. If you served in the military and you got a service-connected disability, right, and you've been awarded that by the VA, then that VA funding fee is going to be waived. There are certain circumstances where people have a service-connected disability at 0%, right? It's service-connected, but it's not. It doesn't warrant the 10% rating. Yeah. You can still get the VA funding fee waived, right? And it's unlimited times. It's for the life of the loan. And there's actually a lot of benefits with this. So that's a really good question. I'm going to kind of go down the rabbit hole with.
Sure, no, keep going. This is huge for disabled people. Yeah. It's a 10% disability is what he's talking about.
The rating is at 10%, right? You can be, just remember, like you can still be normal. You can be 100% permanent total. And you can still, people be like, oh, he's normal, like my cousin. Right? So you have to just kind of just be aware of that. But yeah, so the 10% or more, but if you have a service connected disability, then it'll also count towards that. It's for the life, right? So as long as you have the VA disability, you have it. If you pass away, there's only two ways that the VA loan gets passed on to a spouse. You can't give it to your brother, your cousin, your mom. You can't do any of that. If the veteran passes away while on active duty, then the loan transfers to the spouse, right? So it could be from anything like a car accident, training accident, whatever the case may be. You pass away on active duty, that benefit goes to your spouse. Or if the service member passes away because of their service-connected disability, then the spouse also gets the benefit. So that's another big one that people don't realize. And you do have to file paperwork. It's like within a year period with the VA so you can use it. And then if that veteran had the disability rating, which they would have had to, then you can actually use the VA home loan and not be charged a VA funding fee. So that's pretty cool. Off the bat, that's awesome. If you started the home buying search and you don't have a VA disability assigned to you, but you're in the process of buying a home, if the VA has assigned you a case number for your VA disability, right, you submit everything to the VA, they come back and say, yes, we've received it. At that point, you've started your application and your case number is your social security number. Okay. You now go buy a house and close on it a month later, but you still haven't been awarded your VA disability. It takes 2 years and you finally are awarded your VA disability. Now you could take that disability letter because you'll be able to print it off your va.gov site. They give it to the lender, call the VA, and they'll actually refund you that VA funding fee in the form of a check, cash money that you can do whatever you want with. So keep that in mind, right?
So this might be this. I don't mean to break your thunder. This might be why a lot of people aren't using it because, I mean, we have a lot of deaths in the military. And I bet you half the spouses don't realize the perks that come with, I hate to say it that way, but the benefits that come along that can be passed down to them. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break your thought.
Yeah. And that's a big one because people just don't know. And in certain states, and I'm going to use the state that I know, Illinois, it's the easiest one. And then I'll also use, let's say, I'll use Arlington, Virginia. If you have a certain disability rating, you can get your property taxes waived up to a certain dollar amount. So, for example, in Illinois, if you have a 70% service-connected disability, you won't pay property taxes, I would say, in Cook County, up to about like $800,000-$900,000. In the suburbs, it's about $500,000 or so purchase price, because they don't always equate for what they're looking for.
Sure.
You won't pay property taxes if you buy under those dollar amounts. No property taxes. And in, let's say, Arlington, Virginia, if you're 100% permanent in total, you don't charge you taxes if you buy a property that's $1 million or less and 5 acres or less. You also get a property tax exemption. So it's pretty cool. That's why you always want to know, if you're moving to an area, especially if you're like going somewhere new, what benefits do they have for veterans around that? The other piece to that is that, I lost track of on that, because we were talking, I got excited on it. Just because it's the other thing I was going to mention is that you don't have to use a VA home loan in order to get that benefit. You can use any mortgage. Not only that, all you need to be is on title of the property. So let's say, Dan, your dad served in Vietnam. He's 100% disabled, and he lives with you. You put him on the title of your property, your taxes are exempt.
Wow.
And so it's small things.
This falls all into home affordability. I mean, because you could look at, if you have, in some states, if you're disabled X percentage, you have no real estate taxes. Okay, so that's that. In a VA loan, you have no PMI. It's going to save you about $100 per thousand, $100,000 in PMI versus a normal loan. Those are two areas, and not everybody's disabled. I get that. But just the PMI factor, saving that is phenomenal. I mean, because in most cases, your average loan, because you're in Virginia, is probably $700,000, $800,000, $1 million. Just think how much money that saves those people. It's $700-$800 a month if they would have taken another loan. Now you're going to have a lot of loan officers pushing them into those other loans because they don't know VA loans. So, you need to, and this is where an area where I kind of get a little laxed on when I'm trying to talk to people. This is where I think there's a disservice when people go out there and get multiple quotes. Okay. So if that's what you're going to do, God bless you. That's what you're going to do. But there's so many times that you call one place and they'll say, no, they can do it. Then you call another place, they can't do it. Then they call another place and they might be able to do it. Then you call another place and it's baby. Maybe you need to know, just work with somebody. You get what I'm saying. You know where I'm going with this, right? I mean, because there's a lot of people in this business that just don't know. And when I don't know, I get people like Dave on the horn and say, hey, how about you join us? Because I want to specialize in these areas. And that's what we've done. So I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to lose your thunder there.
No, you're good. No, and that's the thing and that's what's really tricky. You bring up a lot of good points. I could talk about hours of this stuff, but when people call, either they're focused on the interest rate, but then they don't understand the fees, and then it's not like it's going to be greener on the other side. It all works out to be the same. What I think when you're interviewing someone to work with, what you're looking for is someone that's competent, someone that understands what you're trying to do, and someone that is going to walk you through what you're trying to achieve. Not what they want, what you're trying to achieve.
Right.
Another big important part of talking with somebody is actually submitting all your documentation and doing a real pre-approval. Dan, I get calls from folks across the country and it breaks my heart. They will be a week from closing and get denied.
Yep.
I mean, it kills me. And I will look at their situation and I'll be like, they should have never pre-approved you. This is why. And then there's time where we can save it. And I'll walk the other lender through and I'll say, hey, it's too late. Like I would love to work with you, but I can't. Like you're just too far in the process. We would restart the whole thing. And I'll walk the other lender through how to close the deal. And it's just, that's what you're looking for, right? How do I find the right match for what I'm trying to do and someone that knows the ins and outs, because I'll tell you, when the it's like dating, right? At first it's all rainbows and sunshine. You're meeting the representative, everything's going to be good, but then like things can hit the fan, right? And then you really see how people adjust to issues and problems, right? Yeah. So that's the same thing here. It's like, what you know, I wish that every transaction would be so smooth. It's like butter, but things come up, right? Dan, we deal with it all the time. Yeah. Clients every might day. Never see it because we are doing that in the background to make sure everything is working. Or if something does come up, I can explain it because we teach this stuff. We can explain what's going on, what's, you know, hey, where issues might come in. And that's really, you know, you're getting a therapist and a problem solver. You get two for one.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you don't mind, let's conclude with this, because I like trying to keep these tight for at least, I know an hour is a long time, but if we can keep it tight and end kind of in this area, can you go over what the qualifications are from the borrower in return? What do they have? Like, what services did they have to complete to be eligible for to get a VA mortgage? You know what my question is?
Yep. So if you're on active duty, 6 months of service during peacetime, 3 months of service on during wartime. So if you've, it's a safe bet. If you are on active duty, you've been there for 6 months or more, you're good to go to use your VA home loan on active duty. 24 months of service if you're a veteran, right? So you completed 24 months of service on active duty and you got out of the service, you got your benefits. If you did 6 years of National Guard without deployments, then you will also qualify for the VA home loan. Now, if you did 2 years of active duty, then went to the National Guard, active duty trunks that. So you would be already eligible, right? Or if you served one day in the military but got discharged because of a medical incident, you got a medical discharge, then you can use the VA home loan after one day. Now, veterans that are, one thing I will note for National Guard members is that you technically can qualify for a VA home loan without deployment or the 6 years. It's something they came out with 2 years ago. Like if you went Title 32 orders for a total of 90 days, which 30 of those days are consecutive, you can actually qualify. And a lot of veterans don't know that. So there's also a ridiculous amount of veterans out there, or I guess National Guardsmen, that can actually qualify for their VA home loan and they don't know that they can. So
that's nuts. So we're going to, guys, I promise you, my mission right now is to, and here's where we started our conversation for today. This was kind of an unnerving report that I just recently looked at. When we were doing research to do this video, we found that fewer than 12% of the country's estimated 24 million veterans have not used their benefits. And we're going to make this a mission that basically we need to change that. And because you guys earned it, you deserve it. I'll just leave it at you earned it. It's not like somebody's just giving you this. So we just posted all of Dave's information. If you'd like to get started on an application, the link is right over in that area. We'll have it down in the description as well below. If you're out there and you see this video and you're like, hey, I know a veteran, please help us spread the word, because they might not find us on our videos, because mainstream media, you know, they take over the world when it comes to that. You have other big social media platforms, but our goal here is to actually educate and inform you guys when it comes to real estate, because it's all not, you know, the world isn't crashing everywhere. And our goal here is to help you guys get into home ownership if you're ready and you're willing and you're in that position or financial section of life. So I greatly appreciate you, you know, joining us today, joining the team, being a part of this. And our passion and my word to you is we're going to get those numbers up if we have to do a video every week to get more and more people informed. So yeah, guys, if you guys are out there and you're watching this and you know a veteran, please share this video with them to help us get the word out though. Dave, any last comments you want to make?
No, I appreciate it, Dan. No, it was good chatting with you. For all the veterans that are out there, use your benefits, know how they work. And yeah, please share the love. We're going to be doing a actually, I'm doing a presentation next week on.
What are you doing? You're doing something tonight too, aren't you?
Oh yeah. So tonight live? I'm actually doing. Yeah, it's going to be on Twitch. It's called Brick by Brick Vets on Twitch. So I'm going to be playing Call of Duty and talking about VA home loans.
So are you good at Call of Duty?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I
had are you breakfast good at it?
Night.
Oh yeah. Dude, I'm so as I get older, my reaction time is so bad. I'll play kids and I know on the other side, they're like probably 10 years old and they're just kicking my butt because my reaction time is just too bad. So good luck with that, man. God bless with everything. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to help educate more and more consumers and buyers and veterans out there. So guys, God bless. Thank you so much for doing what you've done and help us spread the word out there. That's all I can ask of you. And if you like our videos, please don't forget to give us a thumbs up, subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. So until next time, folks, we'll see you then. And reach out to us if you need any help. Take care.
Take care.